Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you once again for joining us. Today's Tuesday, August 7th. The fires are still raging in Northern California, Danny.
It's wild.
They're saying it's definitely the largest in state history.
But it's not that hot out, too, which is crazy.
Well, it is hot, but it doesn't have to be that hot.
You know what I mean? That's true.
Usually once it's lit, all you need is wind and they'll do the job, you know? So
it makes me sad for all the animals that are like in the woods and stuff, you know? They won't even know what's coming.
I know. 283,000 acres.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it's growing. Mm-mm. So they can't, like, there's two separate fires and they can't contain them, you know? I guess, you know, destroyed a lot of residences and, But
prayers up to everybody out there, especially the firefighters.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find out how many firefighters they have by now, because I know they had like thousands, like 3,000 or something. But by now, they probably have more. 14,000 firefighters.
Whoa.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
You know?
I feel like 100 people is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Let alone 14,000.
How do you manage so many people, my God? But yeah, you know, I mean, it just shows you, it doesn't matter how many people you have. It's hard to contain fires like this. You know? Just where do you start? My God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty scary, and I'm glad it's not around here, although we've had our shares of fires too. But we'll focus on more positive things until we get again into the shit news.
Let's do that. Let's talk about some positive shit.
Yeah. So we can't ask you about your mirror because that's not very positive.
I mean, yeah, it's just annoying. And it's, you know, I knew something was up too because when the guys dropped it off yesterday, they rang the doorbell. And I like went to go answer the door and they were like running down the hallway. I'm like, why the hell are they running?
Really?
Yeah. So I pulled
in. So they
in.
Left you a broken mirror, in other words.
And this is the second time they've shipped it. So both mirrors that got shipped have been broken. And at this point, it's coming from the UK. They're probably spending a lot of money to ship it. And not only that, they're giving me a $1,200 mirror. Now they've given me $2,400 worth of product that has been broken.
Yeah.
So I called like a couple places and it cost $120 to replace the mirror. Which at the end of the day probably sounds better for them. Like, I'm not going to ask them to send me another mirror.
Yeah, no, that would be rude, I think.
Yeah.
And,
like, I'm obviously grateful that they sent me two at this point, and it's not their fault that DHL doesn't know how to hire people.
How about you try to get the refund from DHL, although they'll refund it to them, not to you.
Yeah.
No, but wait a minute, because, they're the ones shipping it, but
I think they might. I emailed to see if they got like coverage, like insurance coverage.
Right.
Or how that works. Because maybe they'll get like coverage to at least replace the.
Oh, so you think you have to have coverage in order for them to reimburse you?
Yeah, with any package. It doesn't matter how valuable it is. Yeah.
Mm.
So they might have not gotten that option. Therefore, it's not going to be covered. They don't care.
Did you talk to them though?
Yeah, but they're UK, so I don't know when they're going to get back to me.
Right. Right. Okay, yeah, just let them know. I mean, tell them I'm obviously not going to ask you for another.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know, but that's pretty shitty. So it's just the mirror part that's broken?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can still use it, right?
Well, I don't know if it's the other parts that's broken. Maybe I should plug it in and put the bulbs in.
Yeah, and see if that works.
Yeah, because I have two of them. So what if I get the one fixed that is broken?
Yeah.
So I should probably check both.
Did all the light bulbs come with it?
Yeah.
God, and they're not broken?
No.
They're like in boxes.
Yeah. The light bulbs are perfectly fine. It's just everything. It's literally just the glass. The glass is everywhere.
Well, I can imagine, you know, shipping glass from overseas and it probably goes through a million hands.
Yeah,
you know?
Like on planes, back and forth, turbulence. Right. Yeah. So at this point, it's like I'm just better off.
But obviously, they didn't pack it very well.
No, and for some reason, in the first one, there was tons of bubble tape. Like I had to like take the bubble tape off of it, like use scissors. And this one, there was zero bubble tape. I'm like, you guys, did you not learn from
Yeah, the who first ships a mirror around? Without padding and stuff?
There was nothing. There was literally a single strip of bubble tape. I'm like, obviously it's broken.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. People are stupid, man. They can't even do the one job they're paid to do.
I know.
You know?
Somebody in the warehouse is getting fired.
I don't know if they are, unless you let them know.
Yeah, I did. I emailed them immediately. I'm like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Round two was a doozy. I'm not going to ask you to send me another one.
So what are you going to do with two of them now? You should sell one.
I'm going to sell one for sure. Yeah. And I'm going to say, and to fix the broken glass is $120. So I'll give you a discount because the mirror is $1,200.
Right.
Like, it's a legit.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so beautiful. It's such yeah. a nice mirror. And $120, I'll probably charge like $500 for the mirror.
Yeah.
Since they have to pay $120.
Well, you're probably proud of yourself that you were able to get some free stuff that people have confidence in you that you can promote them and mm-hmm. stuff.
I mean, I do pretty well on my page promoting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it effective though for the companies?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
No. I think it is.
No.
I mean, I've had people tell me that they use my discount code and stuff.
Really?
I mean, they keep sending me clothes, so it's got to be effective at some point.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It would be more effective if I had more followers.
Mm-hmm.
But since I didn't get casted for the show that I wanted,
yeah,
not getting any new ones from that one.
No, huh? Well, there's still... Listen, it's hard. You're competing with thousands of people,
I know.
It's not easy, man. You know, it's the same like applying for jobs. You know, my son has shown me every day he applies for a few jobs and it tells you 100, 200 applicants.
Yeah.
How do you stand out?
Yeah.
How do they take you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can understand it's difficult, you know. That's why I encourage people to start their own thing, you know.
Yeah, but you got to have money to start your own thing. You really
do.
No, you
look,
do.
You start with services where you can provide services that doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, start that at like 20. Because if you start that now, you're going to be 40.
No, but,
yeah.
Not really.
Yes.
Not really.
There's so many.
Not if you're building your own company, you know. Like try, like you can start doing like, I don't know, let's say you don't want to get any education or anything. Start like a cleaning service, a dog walking service. You know how much dog walkers must make?
Okay, yeah, but there's already services that provide that. Wag,
no, I know.
Rover.
I know. But let me ask you this. If you worked for a company or if you did your own thing. And
most people are
charge,
going through the company. I would.
Why?
Because they have like insurance policy inside. Like if you're your own business, like you're probably not going to have insurance.
Why?
Because it's like impossible. I used to do insurance.
But that would be your only expense, you know? But I mean, because I saw this guy walking like 10 dogs
yeah,
at the same
time.
Yeah,
he probably works for WAG.
I don't know. For WAG?
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
What is it, like an Uber thing?
It's like Uber for dogs.
Right.
It's like pick my dog up at 12.
Right.
And bring him back by one.
How much can you make on that?
It's like $12 a walk. But if you do 50
That's
walks a day.
Bad. You can't do 50. Oh, you
might 50, be able to.
If you get 10 dogs and you walk them 5 times a day.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
Or maybe you wake up really early and you do the morning shift, the afternoon shift, and the evening shift. Because a lot of people work. But at that point, it's like, why do you have a dog?
Yeah.
When do you spend time with it, you piece of shit?
I know. A lot of people don't have any time to spend with their pets.
Yeah, but then they want them. And then I've been seeing these videos. Like, I follow the Dodo on Instagram. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's like only animal videos.
Oh, yeah. They have them on Facebook,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I follow them. And, like, some of the videos they upload, it's just so horrible to me. And I just can't comprehend how some people treat animals.
Oh, so they show those kind of
things? Oh, my God, yeah.
Too?
Heart-wrenching videos.
Really?
Yeah, like yesterday there was a video, this guy that walks around, I don't know where he's from, but he walks around and him and his wife live in like a trailer park, but they have mad land.
Uh-huh.
So they live in like a small compartment, but they've got tons of land that they own.
Right.
And they go around and they rescue animals that get thrown in like dumpsters and like left for dead. I'm like, who would throw an animal in a dumpster?
Yeah.
And at that point, why do you even have the animals to begin with? Just don't have pets.
I know people are crazy, but it's because they don't know how to get rid of them when they don't want them. You know,
it's called go to an animal shelter and say, "Can I drop my dog off?
Right.
I can't have him anymore." People are so ass backwards. I just can't.
Well, they just found a dead fetus on an airplane. So
yeah,
you know,
we talked about this like 2 weeks ago, right?
No, but this is new. This is
Did you ever find out the ending of that story?
No, but that was when the plane landed. Here, the plane had been sitting for 2-3 days. And the baby was probably killed at that time when it landed.
Oh my god!
So they just found
like
it.
Like killed and, or?
Well, no. Well, he was dead. I don't
or
know.
Like stillborn? Or?
There's an investigation, but they just found the body of a fetus. So
what airline is this?
American. But that doesn't have anything to do with the airline. Come on, it's the passengers.
I know. What is that? What is that passenger thinking?
I don't know.
That
man,
you're going to give birth on your plane? Is wait? It's a fetus,
right? And
so
I guess
it's not a baby.
Oh,
because a fetus is not a baby,
right?
So she might have miscarried.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, something. But I mean, yeah. That's traumatizing to go to on a plane.
Fuck.
Because a fetus is not a, it's like.
But if she lost it, wouldn't she say something?
Yeah. And wouldn't she have flushed it?
Yeah, I don't know. God, it's gross.
Yeah, it's
my
rare.
God.
And you bleed a lot when you miscarry.
Yeah.
Like a lot. So, I mean, I would find it hard to believe unless she had like.
I know. We'll see what the investigation says.
Extreme padding.
Yeah.
Like pads and like towels. How she got away with. Giving birth, like having a miscarriage on a plane, if that's in fact what she did.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but it's fucking crazy. And you know, when you see actually born babies being left for dead,
yeah,
you know, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, if people can do that, they can do it to animals.
Yeah, and I feel like people that can that have the ability to do either one to both a baby and a puppy are serial killers.
Right. I mean, something's is wrong.
They
here,
lack
obviously.
Empathy. They lack emotion. They're like the scariest people on earth.
I know.
There was this video on the Dodo of a dog that was covered in what's that glue?
Crazy glue?
Crazy glue.
Are you kidding
Completely
me?
Covered.
Like the eyes and shit.
Everything was shut, so they had to like wash him 1,000 times. They found him like on the street and he was like waddling because he couldn't see.
Oh, man.
And then when they shaved him and then his hair grew back, looked like a completely different dog.
Right.
But can you imagine the sick fuck that did that to him?
Yeah.
Those are the type
I know,
of people.
And I wish they didn't show those videos.
I know, it's hard. It's hard to watch. It's hard
to watch.
It
really is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fuck, man, people are crazy, you know? We got to think of some positive things to talk about.
I know. Let's not make my...
Well, we talked about music yesterday. That was fun. We played some music. And I'm excited about going to the concert with Toto in Asia, but to you it means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay, because your music doesn't mean much to me.
Either. Yeah, that's very true.
That's funny though, you know? I mean, music changes like crazy. But everybody my generation says today it's not music, you know, it's this, it's that, but
no, music still has an impact on everybody these days.
It
but
does.
It's just crazy it's just, what people are talking about in the music. It has like no like
right. And people have different tastes.
It has
know?
No meaning whatsoever. Like most rap songs, like back in the day of Tupac and Biggie and like all these people that were rapping about like real gangsta shit.
Right.
And now you just have people rapping about like vagina. Money, like
I know
some gang war they're not really involved in because they're pussies. Like it's just
and you know rap started clean. You know, I mean, I remember the first song was Rapper's Delight. I think
that
was the first big one. You know,
I think I remember that song.
Yeah,
play a second of it.
I will. I'll bring it up and we'll see.
I grew up on that song. I think my dad used to play that song a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm getting it mixed up with something else in my head. But I know the name.
Rapper's Delight, maybe? Mm-hmm. You're thinking of Rapper's Delight,
No,
right?
That's what you're thinking about.
No. I'm thinking about Rapper... Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, because it's another song, right?
Maybe. I'll have to hear the beat. I'll tell you once I hear it.
Yeah. But this one you'll know. It's Here's a group Wonder called Mike. Sugar Hank Hill.
And Master G, the Sugar
Hill. No, this is not the...
That's not the right video?
No. No, this is like a live thing. Yeah. Although it does have a couple of dirty parts, but they don't use dirty language, you know? He says, I'm going to stick my big penis in your behind or something.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know if...
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget this beat.
Yeah, so, you know, and this is from 1970-something, you know. But that's when rap first came on board, and you can see how we liked it, you know. It was catchy.
Oh, yeah.
Hip hop, you don't stop the rock to the bang, bang. Hop, jump the boogie to the bing, boogie to the bee. Now, what you hear?
is not a test. Yeah, remember like that? This was like good rap back in the day. Like yeah, fun rap.
Yeah.
And then it all just has extremely changed.
Yeah, you know. And this one is like 14 minutes long or something.
Yeah, that's too long.
They tell like stories.
Yeah,
you know?
It's too long.
But it's funny, you know. It's got some funny things, you know.
Then you had like MC Hammer.
Yeah, MC Hammer was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now play a rap song of this generation.
Okay,
see the
I will, but let's play this one first.
Super Freak? What is this?
No, because this is... No, why am I going live again here? Okay, let me see. Let's try this one, okay? Let's see if that'll can't work. Touch this.
See? Such a classic fucking song.
It is, you know? It's got such a beat to it.
My God.
And that's what I'm saying. I think these are more like... universally liked.
Yeah.
Than a lot of the gangsters.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Now type in. So hard makes me say, oh my Lord. This will forever remind me of my childhood.
Yeah. I know.
And they like did fun dances to it and wore funky bright outfits.
Yeah, they did, you know. And the thing is that I remember like songs remind me of places too, not just time, mm-hmm. you know. Like sometimes I'll hear it in the car.
Yeah.
And every time I hear it, I'll remember when
yeah.
I was there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So that it's happens so to me funny. When I like smell certain scents too.
Yeah,
isn't
that yeah.
Weird.
Smells especially does that.
Yeah, like I walked through Macy's a week ago and I smelt the smell and it reminded me of my old best friend in middle school's mom's bedroom.
Wow.
I was like, that's weird.
And you remember the smell,
mm-hmm.
huh?
The exact smell. Wow. It might have been her mom's perfume or something, but
yeah,
it took me right back. To there.
I know some perfumes take me back to specific women that wore them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
So what's like a rap
type
song
in,
that's...
Let me try to think of one that I just listened to on the car ride. Type in 1942.
Okay. Is that pretty new?
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Okay. So let's hear that.
Tell me who the artists are when you...
Yo Gotti.
Yeah, okay.
YBN Amir. I don't follow rules and they don't like that. I was skipping school to get my sack right. My bitch text me and asked why I don't text back. My dog got out of prison and went right back. These brand new don't step on my balances. I'ma hit that if she let me. They don't like how I talk that. Look, but it's got some beat to it.
No, it's catchy, but if you listen to what they're saying,
oh, the
it's
words are
completely
terrible.
Different than music back in the day.
Yeah. I don't follow rules and they don't like that. Hit the club with wife, he brought a dime back. Yeah, hit the three twice and ran it right back. I'm only here tonight cause in the morning got a flight back. Talking it but you ain't living like. Yeah, you know, so I mean this is pretty typical of generations
mm-hmm.
like rebelling, mm-hmm. you know, against the older people and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know. They used to say don't trust anybody over 30, you know. So
well, there you go.
Yeah, you know, so every generation changes, man.
Right. Now it's all about women, money, clubs, liquor.
Yeah, but, jail a lot. Mm-hmm. They talk about jail, mm-hmm. prison.
And
you know,
mind you, most crime. Of these rappers haven't been in jail.
Really?
I'm like, dude, please talk about something you know about. Because you have been there for probably 3 days out of the month because your lawyer got you off.
Yeah.
Because you're rich. Like, it's not like... rappers back in the day like Tupac and Biggie were actually like sitting in a cell for like 6 years. Like,
oh, God.
He wrote a whole album in jail.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder what type of music they would be making if neither one of them died.
Yeah.
If they would have retired right now or been shitting on all these like rappers.
Who knows, you know? Who knows? That was some time ago though, right?
Yeah, years ago. That was when I was a kid.
Yeah. What was... You see, I never was into that music, but what was Tupac's like biggest hit?
Oh my God. Do Tupac Picture Me Rollin'.
Picture Me Rollin'. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's put that on and see. Because I really don't know his music to be
honest.
Oh
my
honest,
God. I
know
like
know?
every single lyric.
Yeah.
And I was like a pretty like whitewashed black woman growing up and uh-huh. I still knew like every single gangster note of that of his music.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right, so let's hear this because I never heard his songs at all. I don't follow
rules nope. and they don't
no,
like
No, wait a minute. This is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just too... What happened here?
I don't know.
Why am I getting the same video? There we go.
Oh, God, classic. You've never heard this before?
Let me see. Living off of you. Have I? No. Never.
It makes me smile. I love his music so much.
My niggas look mad. Right. Y'all supposed to be happy on the screen. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one selling. Don't want to be another number.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
Like, he's actually talking about his jail experience.
Oh, really?
He got locked up for rape that he didn't commit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Then he got out. It was some girl that just wanted to get paid.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
You see, that's a thing, man. I mean, it's like... It's your word against hers.
Yeah.
And if she comes up and accuses you, they're at least going to arrest you first.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's
even
like...
if you don't stay in prison.
There's some people that tell the truth and there's other people that lie. And it sucks for the women that are telling the truth.
Right. Because
then you got the few that aren't.
Right.
And then everybody looks at every woman like she's not telling the truth.
Right. So you never know. That's why it's a hard thing to do. But, but yeah, that's tough. I mean, if someone decides to fucking get at you... All it takes is just to accuse you, and it stays in people's minds.
Yeah, and even if you're innocent, everyone's right. always going to, like,
associate
put you...
you with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in every Law & Order SVU episode where somebody gets accused of rape and then gets, like, proven innocent, their life is still ruined.
Ruined. Exactly.
Like, if they're a teacher, they're not gonna be allowed back at the school.
Right.
I wonder if you can sue for, like, damages at that point.
I don't think so, because this shit happens a lot.
Yeah, but that you can't be, like, going around ruining people's lives like that.
No, that's true, but... Oh, you mean the person that accused, that mm-hmm. made the... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously not the NYPD, because they're just doing their jobs.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
But is it guilty until proven innocent, or innocent until proven guilty, or
yeah,
is it
the
both?
Latter? It's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty,
but it's usually guilty
in
until
many,
proven
yeah,
innocent.
In many countries, it's like it's the opposite,
yeah.
you know. And then here we obviously have that too, you
yeah.
know. And it used to be worse.
You know what's crazy too is I don't know if this is still a law, but say somebody gets locked up for rape, right? Rape
right.
or murder, and 20 years go by. And then it's discovered that they didn't, in fact,
right.
commit that crime.
Right. That's what I thought you were asking about in the beginning. So I don't think they would get anything. I don't think the state is like...
Oh, no. If that happens, they can sue the state.
Yeah.
They can sue the state. I'm saying, like, if they just... Okay, so say they went to, like, court, and then all of a sudden the person, like, recanted, or
right.
the right person got arrested before they go to jail.
Oh, before they go to jail.
Yeah, before yeah. they can... Once you go to jail and you're innocent and then you get proven innocent, you can sue the state.
Yeah.
For sure. But what I was saying is... I mean, I know that I'm just basing this off a Law & Order SVU episode, but I've literally seen all of them.
Yeah, so you know more than I do
yeah,
about that shit.
So, for instance, in one of the episodes, Stabler, who's a cop, arrested this black man for rape and murder.
Right.
And he's been in jail for like 9 years so far. And then it's proven that some other man did the rape and murder.
Right.
But the man committed suicide.
Wow.
As he is about to get arrested. And because he committed suicide, the guy who's innocent has
right.
to stay in jail for the rest of his life.
Really?
I'm like,
he can't.
Because they can't prove it
they
now.
They can't prove it now.
I'm like, that's bullshit.
Wow.
That's bullshit.
But how did they discover this? I mean, it doesn't make sense because...
DNA.
So DNA is there. Who cares if the guy's dead or alive?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But then they did another episode of Law & Order like maybe 4 hours later because I watched the marathon this weekend.
Right.
And the same thing happened to somebody else. Mm. I'm like, is that a real thing? Like, you could literally rot in prison for the rest of your life if... Even though everyone knows you didn't do it.
Mm.
That's wild.
Good question. Well, apparently it happens.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Because mm-hmm. those mean, are based on true stories.
Yeah. Oh, that show?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They just like change like the characters and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like when Chris Brown beat the shit out of Rihanna.
Yeah.
They did an episode based on that.
Really?
Like, but they obviously weren't called Chris and Rihanna.
Right, right.
So.
But occasionally I see in the news that somebody who's been in jail for like 20, 30 years.
And now they're out.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's fucked up, man. I mean, but all these things, you never know, you know? I mean, it's like... You want to convict someone.
Uh-huh.
You want to find the perpetrator.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, I mean, I've read some fiction books, but It's or even nonfiction. Remember, like, what was her name? Casey, what was her last name that killed her or was accused of killing her daughter?
Oh.
I forget. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know, Casey, same.
Casey something. But at any rate,
I read
the books by the defense and by the prosecution. And it was interesting, you know?
She killed her daughter.
Right, right.
Oh my God, I type in Casey and the first thing that finishes the sentence is accused of killing her daughter. I'm like, wow, Casey Anthony.
Anthony, thank you.
And she got plastic surgery so no one would recognize her anymore. Yeah. So she could start fresh.
Yeah.
She got like a whole different face.
Right.
I'm like, you
dumb bitch.
I don't
even remember what I was reading, but the thing is that I think she did it for sure.
Oh yeah, and same with that chick, Amanda Knox. You definitely did it.
No, Amanda Knox did not do it.
Amanda Knox, 110% did it.
Did you read about him?
I'm obsessed with like stuff like this because I find it so intriguing. But she definitely did it.
There's no way.
110%, without a question, without a doubt.
No. Yep. I'm telling you, there was no evidence.
They want to bring her back and retry her.
There was no evidence. I know. But the thing is, why did they let her go? Because they did a review and they realized they fucked up, you know?
Yeah, but the black guy is in jail that she was sleeping with. Come on. She was sleeping with both men.
Right.
Was jealous of her American roommate.
I don't even remember. Who was sleeping with... the one that got killed was sleeping with both guys?
No, she wasn't. Amanda Knox was.
She was with two different guys? She wasn't sleeping.
Yeah, she was. She was sleeping with both.
No.
Yeah, she was. You haven't watched enough and you haven't read enough.
I just don't remember.
And then when her friend died and they got taken to the police station for questioning,
right.
She was smiling and doing cartwheels in the hallway.
Right.
Like a psychopath.
Right. But that means nothing. You know what I'm saying? Your roommate,
I don't care if you're close. Like if my roommate, Natasha, we are not cool anymore, got brutally murdered, I would be mortified. Right. I wouldn't be doing cartwheels up and down the police station.
No, I know. But maybe she was nervous and that's the way she reacts. I don't know.
No.
But that alone cannot put her in jail. You know what I'm saying?
She did it.
There's a lot of circumstantial evidence. I don't think so at all.
She's a complete.
I just thought, fuck, man, what a thing.
I wonder what she's doing now. Let's Google it.
Well, she's been helping. I think she dedicated her life to helping people that are wrongly accused.
Oh, of course she is.
I don't know why you took that stance. I just remember after reading 3 or 4 books that I felt it wasn't her.
Literally, I typed in, what is Amanda? And it says, Knox doing now. Like, it finished it for me. I'm like, are we not the only ones?
The most popular questions. I know. Google knows fucking everything, man. It's unfucking believable. You know, like, Facebook knows a lot about us, but... On Facebook, we only put things we want to show. When you're with Google alone, man, you put in some shit you don't want anybody to know. And that's personal, and Google has that information. You know what I'm saying?
I probably wouldn't let my kid travel aboard after a story like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to be like, no, honey.
I know. Don't fucking leave America.
It's like, don't leave America, and then don't leave America without, like, a family member. And not even just a family member, like a family member like you trust. Because even family members can be messed up.
Yeah, but you can't always move because, you know, I mean, because somebody else may not want to move with you.
So then you stay, so you honey. Alone. Go to a different state, and then they have different rules, different laws.
But some people like to go around the world. But, yeah, you're taking a chance, man. These women travel alone in India and this shit. I mean, what do they expect, you know? It's like, look, even here sometimes I drive in the evening, and then you see a woman by herself
walking.
Yeah, yes. And you go, what the fuck is she doing out there? Because, like, today... Women are like, when you see a woman alone like this, it's like a sheep among wolves, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's only a matter of time before she gets attacked.
Yeah. I 110% agree. When I was fostering dogs, even when I had to do like the right before bed walk, I would like freak out.
Yeah. But you see, at least you have a dog with you.
Yeah, but sometimes the dogs I was having would definitely probably protect me because they're foster dogs and they're
very
protective.
But even if they don't, you know, I think the attackers don't want to make noise, you know, if the dog starts barking and
shit,
that would bring noise.
That's true, but you never know.
And they'd have to deal with the dog too, along with you, you know?
Well, do you remember that story?
But like, there's enough women that will walk from the bar to their house or something, you know, and you see that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'd still take an Uber.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty close. I would say I'm walking distance to a few places, and I still would never, even would if it's walk, a $1.50 Uber, I'm taking it.
Right. I mean, think about it. Why is it so it's terrible that a woman has to feel like she's walking into a minefield if she wants to go out at night.
Yeah, and you know what's
crazy?
But
that's why some people move to smaller towns, because it's not like that there.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it is. Sometimes smaller towns are even creepier than big cities.
But I think, look, many places, especially here, where, remember that girl was kidnapped? She was, oh, she disappeared. They still don't know what happened, but they assume she was abducted. At any rate, she came from a small town, and her boyfriend said, we don't lock the doors here. You know?
Oh, no.
That's how it is. Mm-mm. So it's not like in the big city, you know, where you have millions of people.
Right.
And a lot of wackos, you know, in small towns, I'm telling you. There are sometimes crimes, for sure.
Right.
But not like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. Let me tell you this. In Israel, for example, everybody can feel safe. Today, it's not as much as safe as it used to be. But still, I mean, you see kids walking around, right, you know, alone.
Girls. My kid ain't never walking alone.
Yeah.
Nope. No,
nothing ever happens there.
And I'm going to be one of those moms where I have to bring my kid to school and pick him up. And yeah, he's not taking the school bus. There's been, in the past like 2 years, I feel like at least once a month, there's a school bus accident.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I'm like, why is this happening? You got one job. Bring my kid to school.
Exactly. But they have to drink first or get tired.
Yeah, and they're depressed because what are you doing? You're driving a bus.
Yeah, they drove too fast. Mm-hmm. They don't pay attention. I know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely a...
Poor kids. It's all I can see, man.
I know. And some parents can't... And even like the walk to the... I remember my parents would leave for work and we would have to... Luckily, ours was like right at the bottom of our street. But there's some kids who have to walk like a block or two to get to the bus stop.
Right.
That's still scary because pedophiles know these routes.
Right.
They scout out these routes. Like somebody could be watching your kid.
That's true. Shit.
There's nothing creepier than somebody who wants children.
I know, man.
There's nothing creepier.
Yeah.
Like those people deserve a very terrible and torturous death.
Did you hear? They just found these kids, like 11-year-old kids in New Mexico in this place where... I think the father of one of the kids was there, and they were like emaciated. They hadn't eaten, you know, I don't know what I didn't read like all the details on it, but you should look it up. But they're saying it's pretty bad, you know.
See, this is another thing. This is just like what I asked earlier. If you don't want a pet, don't have a pet. If you do not want children.
Right.
Why are you having children?
Well, but some people are like kidnapping. I think he kidnapped his kid.
Oh, he kidnapped them. No, yeah. His own kids, though? Or he kidnapped random kids?
No, his kid. And then I don't know what the other ones were doing there, but I think he was divorced or something and kidnapped the kid so he could be with them. You know?
Again, if you're going to treat your kid like shit, why are you kidnapping him?
Right.
Let your wife take him.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's to get back at the wife, you know.
Oh man, that's my one thing of why I don't really want to get married.
I know.
Is at the end of the day, you really don't know anybody.
No,
like you could be living with someone for like 50 fucking years, and one day they just snap into the person they've always been.
Yeah, right.
And it's like I don't want to deal with that. I really don't want to deal with that.
I know, man.
Like I don't want to wake up next to a psychopath. One day.
It happens, you know. You don't know who you're meeting.
And it's so funny because this guy came over to put my TV stand together. I finally have a TV stand. My TV's no longer on the floor, people. And he comes in. He's like friendly or whatever. And I'm home by myself at this point. And I hate when guys come to my apartment and work on shit when my roommate's not there. Mind you, my roommate's puny. He's not going to do anything. But at least they'd know that somebody else. Yeah. So it's like I somehow started talking about psychopaths. I think I had a Lifetime movie on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like watching a Lifetime movie. And he's like, the funny thing is you never know when someone's a psycho. And yeah. I got like goosebumps. I'm like, is this dude a psychopath? Like, why is he saying it so calmly? He's in my apartment. I'm by myself. But you just don't know.
Yeah.
Like he could like fix my TV stand and then like drill my neck with his fucking electronic screwdriver. You just don't know.
You've watched too many movies.
But I think movies is like what makes me be like, okay.
It makes you think about these things.
Yeah, like I'm not naive. Like I'll be the last anytime I fly, even if I have like row two, because I like to fly on the front of the plane. It has less turbulence in the back. Okay. Fun fact for anybody wondering. I'll be the last person to get on because I want to see every single person that walked onto that plane.
Really?
Yeah. I just want to stare at them. I want to know exactly who's flying with me.
That's funny. So, I mean, that makes me think that perhaps instead of the dating sites that you hate or that you're afraid of, why not try like a matchmaking service? Have you considered that?
They're really expensive.
No, but at least you get on the database and let the guys find you. You know what I'm saying?
But they still, I don't know. It's just I want something organic.
Telling you, it's like I put my name on some time ago, you know, and because we had guests here that had a matchmaking service. She's like, we'll put you on our database. I said, okay. So they still send me like, you know, things and stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, they obviously screen the people.
Do they though?
Of course.
Because they say that about Lyft and Uber and all these other places, and they're screening them, and people are still getting away with crime.
Right, but you never deal with anybody at Uber like in person. You know, here, these people,
it's
you know
even
where
closer.
To find them. No, but here, people, you go to their office or whatever, you know, they're legitimate. They're you
okay,
know,
do you remember that show?
Vetting the people.
Million Dollar Matchmaker.
Right.
Okay, so for instance, Google it and see what the first article that pops up.
Which one? Okay, well, I remember that show. I used to watch it. And
do you remember why it got canceled?
No.
Okay, so this is what happened.
Okay.
There was a millionaire.
Right.
It was like a dating show. It was like a millionaire bachelor and bachelorette, okay?
Right.
So they found a bunch of women like me who wanted to date a millionaire, and at the end of it, he picked one winner.
Right.
Okay, so he finds his love, they get together, and she ends up missing. Okay, this
right.
is like maybe 6 months after the show.
Yeah.
And he's like on the run. They're like asking him questions about where she is. He's like, I don't know, we got into a fight, blah 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 blah. He killed her, chopped her up into little pieces, left her in a suitcase, and the only reason they even identified her, because he removed the teeth and the fingers and the toes,
wow.
was because of her breast implant.
Wow.
And then he hung himself in his hotel penthouse. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So no, I'm not going to go through somebody telling me, even if he's like looks great on paper and has $1 million, he could still be a psychopath. Sam.
Yeah. But that's pretty extreme. I think.
No, it's really not.
You can't
these
live
days.
In fear. You can't live your life in fear of everything. You know. Then you don't try things. You know.
I know.
I mean, think like for every 100,000 men, how many do you think are psycho? You know, what, 5 maybe out of 100,000?
I would say 1 out of 10.
That would kill somebody.
I would say 1 out of 10.
That's 10%. You're out of your mind.
I think there's 10%
of
killers.
1 out of 10 men would be like a psycho?
Yeah.
No, you're crazy.
Let's see.
You're crazy.
Let's
what are you going to write? Percentage of men who are psychos?
I am. I'm literally. It's
I know. Google has fucking answers for everything, right? Wow, man. I'm telling you, did you watch Dexter?
I watched like 1 or 2 episodes, but I never got into it.
Yeah, I know. But because I thought maybe you did, because that's what it was about, right?
Yeah, but he was a vigilante. Didn't he kill like serial killers and shit?
I don't know what he killed.
Yeah, he was like...
But he was a serial killer himself, right? That's
okay.
what it was about.
Yeah, he was a serial killer, but he was a serial killer against people that were bad.
Okay.
So, like, if somebody got off on a case, but he knew he did it,
right?
He would kill them.
So it's a vigilante thing. Oh.
Okay, 15 to 20% of the population's as a psychopath. Literally.
Well, you were closer than I am.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Because people are.
Where are you reading this?
This is on. Quora, which is actually their percentages are always correct. So 15 to 20% of the population, including men and women,
are psychopaths.
Mm-hmm, which means 10% women, 10% male, roughly.
Yeah.
So I was right. 1 out of 10 people.
You were right.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
Because people, when you're a psychopath, no one can tell because you're a psychopath.
Right.
You have practiced your whole life.
Hiding it.
Yeah. Yeah, like anytime I watch like these shows or movies or those documentaries on like ID Network or something about like this small town guy who was like the photographer in the town that everybody loved, and he
right.
had 500 bodies in his basement. Nobody knew.
Right.
Not a single person knew, except for guess who? Me, down the street, who was telling everybody, yo, this dude's a psychopath.
Really?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's never happened to me before, but I would be that one person in the town that said, nope, I'm all set. Thank you, Jerry. I have someone else taking my pictures this evening. Thank you.
So how the fuck are you going to meet anybody if you're that scared?
I'm probably never going to meet anybody. I've literally
is
come
that
to
your decision.
I thought about it last night after I found out that they did callbacks for The Bachelor and I was not getting a callback. I was like, I've literally come to the conclusion that I am going to be single for the rest of my life.
But what if there's just somebody right around the corner? Why would you give up now? You know, what
I just
I'm saying?
Feel like there isn't.
Don't give up.
I don't go out, but I'm not going to start. I'm not going to go out just for the mere fact that I feel like my husband might be at like a restaurant. Like that's just not like I don't mind being by myself. Okay. Right. So I don't really feel the need to, unless it's an audition, like I'm filming Thursday through Saturday, like a little like show for Hulu. Okay. If that's like when I like to get dressed up and go somewhere, I don't feel like I need to get dressed up on a Saturday night and go to Beauty in Essex and then the nightclub to potentially
find
somebody and I don't want to do dating sets. I've literally just come to the conclusion I'm going to be by myself.
Well, you're going to have to be matched somehow. I think, you know, if you get like someone on your side, I'm telling you.
I feel like everyone I used to date is in relationships now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like everyone's in relationships.
Yeah,
everyone
this is
like
time to build a family now, you know?
And
no, don't get left behind. I mean, you got to do something. You got to do something. You can't try it off everything that people suggest to you. Something's got to work. It works for a lot of people.
I feel like a lot of people just like meet some, like I've met a lot of people out here who like explain to me how they met their like significant other, and it's very random.
Right.
They'd be like, oh, I was at,
well, some, yeah, but many of them, you know, it's been through online. And for me, it
I don't
worked
know
a couple
single
times.
Person that is still with someone they met online.
That's not true.
But are you talking about older people, or are you talking people my age?
I don't know.
Exactly. I think
in general.
I think those dating websites like Match and eHarmony are great for people like my parents' age.
Right.
I don't think it's good for like 30-year-olds.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
I'm scared me and Gabby are going to be single for the rest of our lives, which was not what I thought my life was going to be, because I'm like really lovable and I'm a great girlfriend, but I think it's read wrong. Like I think
so you know what I think? What you should do is actually see if you got like a regular job or something.
I can meet
you
somebody at
you would be
at
meeting
work.
A lot of people, either an employee or customers or whatever.
I don't
depends
want a regular
kind of
job.
Work.
We just talked about how much we love doing radio and how it's a great job.
I know, but that's part of your day. You know, I mean, you still have to do other things.
Maybe I'll meet a guest.
I'm not saying you have to do like an office job, but find something. Even if you did sales or something, you know.
Fuck no.
No, you don't want to do
no,
that.
Fuck no, and I won't date anybody in sales either.
Excuse me, that was funny. Why?
Nope. There's nothing sexy to me about a guy that wakes up every day and tries to sell shit. I know how horrible that sounds, but it's the truth.
But they make a lot of money.
They do, but it's
and
not
they have
sexy
to, have
to
a
me.
Personality.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I think I need like an athlete.
Yeah.
I think I need like an athlete. I don't want a doctor because I'll never be home and I need attention.
Right. So go where athletes hang out. Where do they hang out? I don't know.
I just feel like athletes like date and marry their like high school sweethearts, like somebody that was with them when they had like no money. Because it's really hard for an athlete to distinguish now between a good woman like me and somebody who's like, boom, there's an athlete across the room. Let's get him.
Right.
You know, I just think I need an athlete because he'll be on the road a decent amount of time where we won't get sick of each other.
Right.
And then I can get pregnant. And I won't have to go immediately back to work.
Right. But but he doesn't have to be famous or anything.
No, I don't want somebody famous. Yeah, I don't want somebody.
Then you'd have to compete with a lot of women.
Exactly. But you're going to have to compete with a lot of women anyway. I feel like sometimes it comes like, for instance, Khloe Kardashian just had a baby with Tristan Thompson, who while she was pregnant got caught cheating on her with multiple, and I'm not talking about one or two, I'm talking about like 7 or 8 different women.
Really?
Okay, so she's famous. She's on a whole nother level of famous.
Right.
So she's still with him, and she gets dragged on social media. Like, even me sometimes, I'm like, I would be really embarrassed if I were her.
Right.
Like, because they're not married. She has no obligation to stay with him.
Right.
Like, he can still be your kid's father. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's wealthy, but he left, so he had a kid with somebody else who, by the way, his previous baby mother is drop dead gorgeous, one of the most stunning females I've ever seen.
Right.
Had a son with her.
And they still have to go and fuck around, huh? These
had
guys.
A son with
what
her, cheated with Khloe. left his first baby mom for Chloe, and then cheated on Chloe when Chloe was pregnant. And I'm like, you didn't think that he was going to do that?
Yeah.
You were cheating on, you were the person he was cheating with.
Right.
And you got pregnant. So I think sometimes women sign up, when they sign up to be with athletes or be with rappers or be with these people, they're pretty much saying, I'm okay for this to happen. And I feel like a part of me, and I hate to say it, is because... you know, and maybe it's because my dad cheated on my mom and my mom cheated on my dad. My brother has never cheated on his wife. He never will. Like, he's an outstanding human being in his relationship. But I don't think there's many guys like my brother anymore. And I don't think it's an athlete, and I don't think it's a rapper. I think it's pretty much any guy on this planet is eventually going to cheat.
Nah.
I think so.
Not necessarily, no. I never cheated.
I feel like even... Maybe not every guy, but I would say maybe 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Three out of five.
That would be a high number. I have to agree, because in some cultures more than others, you know, in some cultures, it's like they know that he has a mistress and they still stay.
Yeah.
You know, because they have the security that they need. The women do, you know, if you're dependent and shit, if you don't have your own job and your own career, you could end up in a situation like that, you know, where you just have to take it.
Okay, men alone
cheat
20% of the population.
What do you mean? That's not a lot. I thought there's more people cheating.
No,
more
20%.
Than
20%. Hold on. Maybe I'm reading.
No, I think men is like 4 out of 5 or something has cheated or has had an affair.
Let's see.
Like 80% or something.
This
think
article's
that's what
confusing.
I've seen.
Let's go to a different one.
Women are like 70-something or 60-something percent, but still, it's way over 50 that I know of.
So 76% of men cheat. That is insanity. That means less than 30% are loyal.
Yeah,
and that's if they're taking the survey and they're being honest.
Right.
Which most men are probably, oh my God, what if my wife finds out I did this survey? You know, I've never cheated.
Well, if it's a good survey, they'll figure it out. You know, they have all kinds of built-in... tools to separate that.
Right.
You know what,
like,
I'm saying? To take the bias out or something.
Yeah, like so that. I don't think it's necessarily like, yeah, I'm going to date an athlete and yeah, he's going to cheat on me. I could say, yeah, I'm dating the CEO of Nike and he still might cheat on me. Yeah, I'm dating a regular employee of Nike. He still might cheat on me.
Right, but you know what? But the athlete is more vulnerable because they're surrounded
by
so many attractive women that would do anything.
Yeah, like nice. I would say men that have... going on for them or have a presentable lifestyle definitely have more of a chance of women throwing themselves at him than somebody who works at Nike for $15 an hour.
Exactly. And he would just get like a lover or a mistress or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Or the CEO of Nike, for example. God, I feel sorry for them. Whoever the CEO of Nike is, that we're making them an example of this conversation.
Somebody actually met... So my girlfriend said that her friend who works at a very popular restaurant in LA, it's like one of those restaurants where you have to make a reservation and one piece of scallop is $90. She's a waitress there, and she met a CEO of, I'm not going to say which company, but it was one of the sports brands.
Okay.
And the... She went on like a couple dates with him, and she came into work and she was like hysterically crying in the kitchen, covered in bruises.
Wow.
And he damn near raped her.
Really?
Yeah. But this is what bothers me about women. If a man, if I leave a man's house, I don't care who you are.
Right.
If I'm leaving with bruises and those aren't from you giving me the sex that I asked for, like some women like rough sex.
Right.
But if that's not what I signed up for and I'm leaving crying, hysterical, never wanting to see you again, you're going down in flames, motherfucker. You're going to regret the day you ever came into my restaurant.
Right.
I just don't understand women.
Yeah.
Men do this because women like her allow it.
Right, exactly. And what I'm saying is some of them feel they don't have a choice.
Yeah, I know.
Stuck,
it's just so crazy.
It is.
They need to have more spokespersons. Like, and it's like Rosa McGowan, what's her name?
I don't remember.
Harvey Weinstein. She was like the first actress to come out.
Okay.
But like people don't like her for whatever reason.
Right.
So instead of like praising her for like being one of the first people to come out and say, this man did this to me, people just were like, we hate you and we don't care.
Yeah.
And then a million people came out after her and they're like, oh, God bless you.
Yeah.
Like, you are, you're a survivor, you're a victim. I'm like, that is fucked up. And that's why some people don't come forward.
Yeah, that's Hollywood. That's fucked up, man. Mm-hmm. All right, Danny, thank you.
Are we out of time?
We're out of time completely. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And, it, you know, it's been kind of interesting because we haven't had that many guests the past few weeks. And I realize it's probably because it's summer. Everybody's away anyway.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's
nobody's
away.
Working, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's on vacation. But these shows have been some of our best, I think, mm-hmm. when we get to talk. So I think you'll agree, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.